I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Gay rights advocates are celebrating in India. That's because a court in New Delhi issued a landmark decision today. The court decriminalized consensual gay sex, and it ruled that a colonial-era law known as Section 377 that banned gay sex is unconstitutional. This is the first ruling of its kind in India, a country where homosexuals still face widespread discrimination. Members of India's gay community are hailing this decision as a historic step. Vinay Chandran runs Svabhava. Svabhava is a counseling group for gays and lesbians in Bangalore. After the ruling today, many homosexuals came to celebrate on Vinay's balcony well into the night.
We've been celebrating, so people are refusing to leave my office, and I'm waiting to lock up because I think everybody wants to have a party considering the change in the law. So that's where I am.
The people who are celebrating with you there, what is it that they're celebrating? Is it they feel as though their lifestyle can change, can be more open? Is it they feel that they won't be subject to discrimination even though it has not been a crime to be homosexual in India?
I think it's a mix of all of these. Considering how all-pervasive this notion of homosexual as a sinner, as a criminal, as somebody who's mentally challenged, all of these have been. And, I mean, just today I got a case from a young man in his mid to late 20s who was talking about being harassed by a particular police station over here because they were asking him for about 25,000 rupees as blackmail charges, or else they put him into prison and book a case under Section 377. And I put him in touch with a lawyer to be able to deal with that. But this is the kind of fear that Section 377 has been put to use for, that really in 149 years, it's never been used as anything more than just a tool for extortion and blackmail of homosexual and transgender people. And perhaps this celebration is really, a coming out of, and therefore symbolic, that I'm no longer a criminal in the society that I pay to keep up, that I am productive in, that I pay taxes for.
Homosexuals in the United States face legal challenges in many areas that are rooted in our past. And I wonder if you can tell us about the origins of this law in colonial era India, and also the history of homosexuality throughout the centuries in India.
Well, there is this perception that homosexuality was never part of Indian culture. But the perception is wrong, because if one takes, for instance, the famous example of Kama Sutra, which is really what a lot of non-Indians recognize as being very Indian, and this was written way back in the 10th and 11th centuries, you see that there are chapters in that which dedicate itself to looking at same-sex sexual pleasure. And we're talking about 1,000 years ago. So there is this feeling that it wasn't homosexuality that was the Western import, as a lot of the government's arms and a lot of religious people keep saying, but really it's homophobia and the anti-homosexual traditions of the law that were a Western import.
You know, there are those who even backed the ruling, supported the ruling that decriminalizes consensual gay sex, who are still very concerned about the impact on Indian culture, family culture there. I want to quote now Dr. Babu Joseph. This is a spokesperson for the Roman Catholic Church in Delhi, who told the BBC that the attempt by gay rights activists, he says, is to redefine the very concept of family. And he thinks that's very damaging for society, against the very order of nature, he says, wherein we say man and woman are complementary to each other, and they found families, they gave birth through generations of people, and sustained society. Do you understand that concern?
I don't share that sentiment. I think it's been proved in various contexts across the world that the notion of family has changed over the past 5,000 years of recorded history. There is no universal notion of family. There is this perception that it has to be like this. But we all know that it doesn't work like that. And I don't think families are going to get destroyed just because two men fall in love or two women fall in love.
Vinay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.